VMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio, the show that gives you the bigger picture and better terms of service. Here is your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by CabbageWithAK.com, providing working capital online sellers just like you. There's an old adage attributed to Edward, Prince of Wales. He who whispers down a well about the goods he has to sell will never make as many dollars as he who climbs a tree and hollers. Well, I want that embroidered in a little plaque and put in my office here. Here now to tell us how he promotes his business on eBay is Joe DeMarco. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Hubcap Joe's, and he sells, of course, hubcaps. Well, Joe, how are you getting your company's name out there?
Hello, Lee, and hiya, Griff. How you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good. Thank you.
Good. Well, I have two words that I'd like to say to you guys, and those two words are social media. In these times, it is very important to get your name or your brand out there as much as you can. Now, my eBay store name is Hubcap Joe's, so we'll start with that. I also have a website, hubcapjoes.com. And to make it easier for the people, I have a direct link to eBay on my website. So if the people see something they want, they can go directly to eBay and order it. Or they can just go to eBay right off the bat and check out and see what I have. Now, in addition, I also have a Facebook page for my business, and of course, it's called Hubcap Joe. The same goes with Twitter. I have a Twitter account, which is brand new that I just started, and that would be at Hubcap Joe's. I have a Pinterest account, also Hubcap Joe's. And I must say that Pinterest was a little daunting to me at first, and I'm still having a few issues with it because I just don't quite get it. I always thought that Pinterest was something that really appealed to women. But my friend Catherine Terrell, who's very helpful with me in one of the Facebook groups, has told me that more and more men are now pinning their eBay merchandise and other things to Pinterest, and that, in fact, is helping. In addition, I also am on YouTube, as you may have seen some of my videos, where I try and help people on eBay. And we talk about our accounts and the bumps in the road and how to make more and more money on eBay. So basically, I would say the one thing you guys should do is get yourself represented in every aspect of social media that you can.
And you've done a very good job, Joe, because it's always Hubcap Joe's.
Yes, I tried to make it that way, with the exception of my YouTube account, because that was established long ago.
So it's not just enough, though, to have a foot in all of these different media, social media channels. You have to know how to use them effectively. Is that something that you're learning as you go along? And if that's true, what have you learned about how to do this right? Because we talk to people who say, well, you know, I put all my listings up on Twitter and nothing happened.
Right. That's correct. You can't saturate any one form of social media with your listings because it's going to turn people off. And I had mentioned earlier about Pinterest, which is something that I'm not that good with. So what I found helpful on Facebook is you can find a lot of eBay Facebook groups where other sellers will actually help other sellers and give pointers. And if you have a question, you can ask the question in the group, and you know that you'll get a timely, civil answer, and you won't run into any negativity whatsoever. And I find that very helpful.
What makes your hubcaps different from or better than others sold on eBay, or are they, Joe?
Well, I would say one of the strong points about my merchandise is almost everything I sell on eBay is factory original equipment.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
From the dealerships. I try not to sell the cheap aftermarket replacement stuff because it doesn't hold up as well. And in addition, it seems to me that that stuff is saturating eBay lately. I tend to offer the people the quality item, which is harder to get, at a reasonable price. And if a person's looking for, let's say, a 1956 Chevy hubcap, there's only a small amount of people that are going to have that on eBay. And luckily, I am one of them.
That makes perfect sense, because I didn't know there was a aftermarket for hubcaps. What an idiot I am. I should have known that.
There's a huge aftermarket outlet for them. For instance, Toyota is a very popular model here locally,
yeah,
and even on eBay. But what an aftermarket hubcap is, it's a hubcap that looks similar to the original equipment, but by law, they can't have the factory emblem, the little Toyota logo in the middle.
Of course.
And they're made of a much cheaper plastic, and unfortunately, they don't hold up very well, and they fall off as soon as you're driving down the Cross Bronx Expressway.
Which I've done many times.
Who hasn't?
It takes, what, 6 hours now to drive that stretch of road?
Oh, it's always backed up.
Yeah. So how do you network with other eBay sellers?
Well, there are two ways I personally do it. I started out years ago with my YouTube channel, and I just met people, really nice other eBay sellers that wanted to learn and wanted to share information with me and with each other. And the second way is through Facebook. I have met so many nice people through Facebook. It is unbelievable. And they're just so helpful and so willing to share their information and exchange.
Do you have any tips about pictures? I know you said that you were a little confused by Pinterest, even though you have joined up. Do you have any tips for pictures on your eBay listings?
Yes. Well, with my pictures, I prefer to use my Canon digital camera as opposed to my iPhone or my tablet. And I also try and take most of my pictures outside on a sunny day to take advantage of the sun gleaming off the shiny hubcaps. The only negative thing around here is we only get maybe one sunny day a week. So I have to have everything lined up and ready to rock like an assembly line.
Because your pictures look great.
Thank you.
I really like them.
Yeah, well, your pictures always look good. I mean, they look good enough so that one might even consider starting a collection of hubcaps and then nailing them to the outside of your house like we used to do in Vermont.
That takes all the fun out of it. You can't sell them that way.
Well, that's true. You can't sell them, but you think of what the neighbors say.
Oh, yes. Right. They wouldn't stand for that.
So what's one of the big topics we always have here on eBay Radio and on just in eBay in general is shipping. You know, everyone has their own way of doing things, and how do you do it better, and how do you avoid X and Y? And what's your best advice on shipping when somebody asks?
Well, with shipping, I believe the customer should get his item as soon as humanly possible. That is something I've always been a stickler on. So I will ship either same day or at the latest next day, unless we have another major snowstorm like we had last week. But I do believe the person is entitled to get their stuff in a timely manner, and I usually use original brand new boxes that I buy by the pallet, because my hubcaps obviously are going to be mostly the same size, give or take a couple of inches. So I buy my boxes by the pallet, 250 boxes per pallet, and everybody gets their hubcap shipped in a brand new box. But I do reuse boxes when I buy something on eBay. I don't believe in throwing anything out at all. I think that's very important to reuse them and not waste anything.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So, Hubcap Joe, you have 9,465 feedback, 100% positive feedback. What would you say the number one reason you have 100% positive feedback would be?
I would say because every sale that we make is handled by an owner. Either myself or my brother, we go the extra mile to make sure that the person gets the item that they paid for. And occasionally, things do go wrong. Let's face it, sometimes a person will buy a hubcap for a 15-inch wheel when they really need one for a 14-inch wheel. And when they contact me, I'll just say, no problem, send it back and I'll exchange it for you. And I even pay the shipping going back the second time to make the person happy. Because I know that if they're happy on eBay one time, they'll come back and buy from me again.
That's true. That's the same thing I do.
So it's customer service.
Yeah, that's definitely a great. I love that. It might cost a little money on a transaction, but it's worth it. I think of it as an investment in good customer experience.
Of course. Most people really appreciate that. And when they buy one thing and they're successful, they'll buy other things on eBay. Maybe not from me, but maybe from you or maybe from Lee.
And that helps everyone.
Sure.
I agree. Joe, you're such a smart guy.
Where do you get most of your product?
I buy a lot of hubcaps. Some I buy brand new as overstocks from dealerships out west, out by you guys. And they ship them to me on an 18-wheeler. And sometimes there'll be like 8 or 10 skids loaded with hubcaps. And they love to deal with me because I'll write them a check for the entire load at one time, even though it's going to take me 5 or 6 years to sell off that load. But I get my used ones through junkyards. And right now, I'm having a bit of a problem here because we've had snow on the ground for the last month.
Yeah.
The weather is absolutely awful here. So the amount of hubcaps I have been buying at a junkyard in the last month is dead zero. I can't get there.
So I hadn't thought about the weather hurting somebody with their product sourcing, but now I can see where...
Well, it makes sense. I mean, who
certainly
wants to... Yeah, I mean, junkyards are hard to traverse in the snow.
They're hard to traverse on a lot of times, even when it's nice out.
So the good news is if anything happens, because you're in a storm area, if anything happens with one of your transactions, eBay's going to do everything they can to help you out with that.
Yes, we were closed yesterday because we had a 6 to 8 inch ice storm.
Yikes.
So I didn't come into work. But do you know that I actually got into my car and made a special trip to bring 7 boxes to the post office just to get them out that much sooner?
You're
you
such
risked
a
your life,
eBay
Joe.
Seller.
You risked your life. You put your life on the line.
That's what happened.
That's dedication, Joe.
So there'll be 7 happy buyers, hopefully, getting
their
items on
time. Thank you for being
with
us today, Joe.
There's a little piece of Joe in every single one of those 7 packages. I hope you buyers appreciate that. Joe, it's always great talking to you. And best wishes for selling this year as well. This segment was sponsored by CabbageWithAK.com.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com. For more information.
Listen up, Droid users. Now you can hear eBay Radio live wherever you are with the eBay Radio Android app. Never miss another broadcast. Just go to Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. Then download the eBay Radio app for free. It will stream the show live right on your Android mobile device. That's eBay Radio, all one word, in the Google Play Store. Download the app, then call in and tell us where and how you're listening.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Shipping between 1 and 5 packages a day and still looking for that perfect shipping sweet spot? You should be spending time growing your business, not seeking out shipping solutions. You can quit looking now because Endesha's services rock. When you need USPS shipping labels and tracking services, Endesha's integrated system imports orders and information directly from your account at eBay. The efficiency is breathtaking. The automatic discounts and qualified postage rates will also tickle your fancy. And La Piste de Resistance, you can proudly brand your company by featuring your logo or message on your own customized shipping labels. And at the end of the day, when the goods are safely on their way to your customers, you'll know you've chosen the best. Endesha.com. There's a 30-day free trial waiting for you now at endesha.com/eBay Radio. You found your shipping sweet spot.